जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी री जमुना तीरावन चारी री जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रह्मचार्य असोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Shivadaya Krishna Prasadaya Vidhu Shivadaya Vidhu Lanta Samhita Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vishishara
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर स्टडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 13 वर्स नंबर 36
शक्तुंद आशीर्षुव ईशनासयोर् इदोदरे च मसकर्णरन्ध्रे प्राशीत्रमास्ये ग्रसने ग्रहास्तुते यच्छ्रवनं ते भवनाग्निहोत्रम्
Please chant.
Shaktunda asit shuva ishanasayor
Shaktunda Asishuva Ishanasayor. Ido dare chama sakarna randhre. Prashitram ase grasane grahastute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotram. Sraktunda asi shuva ishanasayor. Ido dare chama sakarna randhre. Prasitramase grasane grahastute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotram. Sraktunda ase shuva ishanashayor. Ido dare chama sakarna randhre. Prasitramase grasane grahastute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotram. Sraktunda ase shruva ishanasayo. Ido dare chama sakarna randhre. Prasitramase grasane grahastute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotram. Ido dare chama sakarna randhre. Prasitramase grasane grahastute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotram.
Anyone else? Thank you. So word to word. Srak, the plate of for sacrifice. Tunde, on the tongue. Asit, there is. Sruvaha, another plate for sacrifice. Isha, O Lord. Nasayo, of the nostrils. Ira, the plate for eating. Udare, in the belly. Chamasa, another plate for sacrifices. Karna randhre, in the holes of the ears. Prashitram, the plate called the Brahma plate. Asiye, in the mouth. Grasane, in the throat. Graha, the plates known as soma plates. Tu, but. Te, your. Yat, that which. Charvanam, chewing. Te, your. Bhagavan, O my Lord. Agnihotram, is your eating through your sacrificial fire. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, your tongue is a plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. And your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice. And another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as soma. And whatever you chew is known as Agnihotra. Purport. The Vedavadis say that there is nothing more than the Vedas and the performances of sacrifice mentioned in the Vedas. They have recently made a rule in their group to formally observe daily sacrifice. They simply ignite a small fire and offer something whimsically, but they do not strictly follow the sacrificial rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedas. It is understood that by regulation there are different plates of sacrifices required, such as Srak, Sruva, Varhis, Chaturhotra, Ira, Chamasa, Prashitra, Graha, and Agnihotra. One cannot achieve the results of sacrifices unless one observes the strict regulations. In this age, there is practically no facility for performing sacrifices in strict discipline. Therefore, in this age of Kali, there is a stricture regarding such sacrifices. It is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna and nothing more. The incarnation of the Supreme Lord is Yageshwara, and unless one has respect for the incarnation of the Lord, he cannot perfectly perform sacrifice. In other words, taking shelter of the Lord and rendering service unto him is the factual performance of all sacrifices as explained herein. Different plates of sacrifice correspond to the different parts of the body of the Lord's incarnation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna to please the Lord's incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be rigidly followed in order to achieve the result of Yajna performance. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Vashaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha kalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhu bhivacha patita naam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. So here we see Srila Prabhupada is continuing from his previous purport. Yesterday he was talking about the miscreants and he mentions the so-called strict followers of the Vedas, the Vedavadis. So you can see Srila Prabhupada is in the mood of saying what is right and what is wrong. It's not that he has something against, just in general, for Vedavadis, but here is these Vedavadis, they basically don't accept the Supreme Lord. So this is Srila Prabhupada's Supreme Lord and you're deriding him, you know, not accepting him as a person. So you can understand why Srila Prabhupada is continuing with that same theme in his heart, you know, like about the Vedavadis. Now, these Vedavadis, it's kind of like the Vaishnavas and the Shaivites, you know, for a long time there's always a tension between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavas. So similarly from the Vedavadis and the Sanatan Dharmis, basically mainly the Vedavadis, they accept the Vedas in their own narrow-mindedness almost, I can say. And so you have the Sanatan Dharmis who accept the Vedas and everything, but they accept in totality. I heard one time that there was a debate, maybe 60, 70 years ago, between the Vedavadis and the Sanatan Dharmis, just like, as I said, like the Vaishnavas and the Shaivites. And in that discussion, what happened was that the these Vedavadis, they had, a big portrait or picture of their leader, and then you had the Sanatan Dharma is basically accepting, deity worship. They don't accept the deity worship. This is considered idol worship. So what these Sanatan Dharmis did before the program started, or it was about to start, you garland, you have a garland of pictures or whatever. So they brought a garland of shoes, and they put it on the portrait of the leader of the Vedavadis. And the people got, you can imagine, they got all really, upset about it. And so the point was made to them. The debate was over, basically, right at that time, because they're not into deity worship. So they were going to come and talk about how deity worship is idol worship. So when they did that, they got so upset. And so the point was made. This picture is not your leader. Why are you getting upset? So similarly, our deities is our Lord. So don't come out try to. They're not like Muslims that they go and dismantle or break the deities. But basically, they consider it idol worship. So you can see that why Srila Prabhupada is talks as he expressing about the Vedavadis. The fact is that. It is not something that Srila Prabhupada, it is him saying that, and it is actually our acharyas. Our acharyas talk about this aspect of the Vedavadis. Not Vedavadis, but Srila Prabhupada here in this purport is very much writing, what does he say here? He's saying there is, in the very last sentence, he says that, no way, somewhere else he says, there's nothing more. Yeah, he said, it is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna and nothing more. Or even in the very last sentence, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna to please the Lord's incarnations as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be rigidly followed in order to achieve the result of Yajna performance. So this aspect of the Vedas, what the Vedas say, and what, let's say, we say. Exactly, who is we? We in a Krishna consciousness movement. Let's put this we as we in the Krishna consciousness movement. We're talking about this is that we follow Lord Krishna, what he's saying. But for example, Srila Rupa Goswami, he very much nicely describes the relationship between the Vedas and the holy name. So Rupa Goswami has written Namashtakam, this eight prayers for the holy name. And in that first prayer, there are eight stanzas in there, and first four of those verses are glorifying the holy name and its greatness. And the last four verses are the sweetness of the holy name. So the very first verse of the holy name, of this verse, very clearly describes the relationship of the Vedas and the holy name. Again, the Vedavadis, they have a certain conception about, let's say, our practices of chanting the holy name, worshipping the Supreme Lord, seeing him as a person. But this is what Rupa Goswami says in his very first verse. Nikhila Shruti Moli Ratnamala Duti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ai Mukta Kuler Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Samshayami. That's the first verse. And the very first line, the first two lines, Nikhila Shruti Moli Ratnamala. It's describing that how the Vedas, the very top the cream of the Vedas is considered the Upanishads. The Upanishads are the philosophical aspect of the Vedas. And so here in his poetry, he describes that the Upanishads are the crown jewels of the Vedas. So if you see the Vedas personified, Veda as a person, and the Vedas are wearing a crown, so the Upanishads are the crown jewel of the Vedas. Now, if you think about crown jewels, when you have something very valuable, if you're going to show it off, so to speak, or you want to show its importance, you will put it on your head. You put it in a crown, yeah? Like, for example, I was thinking about the Kohinoor diamond that the Britishers had basically stolen from India. It was not really stolen in one sense, but it was a 10-year-old king. I guess the father had passed away or something, but he had the jewel, and somehow that they compelled a 10-year-old to give this Kohinoor diamond. But where was this Kohinoor diamond put? Does anybody know? It was on the crown of Queen Elizabeth. So that's where you put. You put some really valuable thing. If you're wearing a crown, you put. So Upanishads are considered the crown jewels. Now, Rupa Goswami says in this verse, what do the Upanishads do? The crown jewels of the Vedas. The crown jewels of the Vedas, he says, O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as Upanishads. So these Upanishads, who are the crown jewels of the Vedas, are worshipping the lotus feet of who? Of the holy name. Isn't that amazing? The crown jewel, the Upanishads, are worshipping the lotus feet of the holy name. So this is what Rupa Goswami says about the holy name and relationship between the Upanishads that are crown jewels. So one may say, well, these are our acharyas. So yeah, you're saying that the Vedas are worshiping the holy name. And so Rupa Goswami is our acharya. So he is definitely biased towards that. But no, let's hear what the Upanishad themselves are saying about it. You want to hear what the Upanishads are saying themselves? Okay, so this is what is described in the Kalisantarana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nahta paratropayaha sarva vedeshu drishyate. Iti shodashakam namnam. These 16 names describes clearly, this is what Kalitharan Upanishad and Upanishad is describing themselves. These 16 names, they destroy Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, they destroy the sins of Kali. Na ataha parataraha upayaha. There is no other, upaya means solution. There is no other solution to this. Sarva vedeshu drishyate. There is no other solution seen in the Vedas. This is what an Upanishad is saying. So the Upanishads themselves are saying that. That's why they bow down to the holy name. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying what he's saying. Srila Prabhupada doesn't say anything that is not backed up by the Shastra, by the Acharyas in our line. So in our Acharyas say the same thing, and our Acharyas, Rupa Goswami has, we know from Shivas. Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya has written the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, and there he describes Nana Shastra Vachara Naikanipano Sad Dharma Samsthapako. The Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, they have searched all the literatures. Vedas are, they are so immense, those literatures are so immense, and no wonder why people come up with this this conclusion or that conclusion. There's so much literature, but our Goswamis have gone through all those literatures and given us this essence. And so here we see Kalitaran Santaran Upanishad is saying the same thing. So I was thinking, wow, pretty amazing that we, sit, all of us sitting here, know the essence and are following the essence. In the 11th canto, Karabhajana Nimi, Karabhajana sage talks to Nimi, Maharaj Nimi, and he says this very famous verse that we all know, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangashrata Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Prayar Shajanti Hi Sumedhasa. So basically, in this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. The word here is used, sumedhasa. Medha. Medha means brain substance, basically. That's what it's called in Sanskrit, medha, brain substance. Sumedhasa, really good substance, really good brain substance. So everybody here has good brain substance. Not good, but very good brain substance. I'm not saying this. The Bhagavatam is saying that. I'm just repeating. So we all have good brain substance for the fact that we have taken to this process. And certainly it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas that we have taken. But the fact is that we do have good brain substance because Prabhupada had given to everybody, yeah? But only few have taken. So us fortunate souls have good brain substance that we have taken. But question is, the question comes here. Srila Prabhupada here is saying that is in this, there is nothing more that really took me. Explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan, Yajna, and nothing more. Nothing more. That means not getting into all these. There's so many other things there that we can get distracted with. And I mean so many. You know, I've just thought about that when Prabhupada earlier was talking about these people make doing sacrifice. They have recently made a rule in their group to formally observe daily sacrifice. Literally, you go online and there are so many people showing how to do daily sacrifice. You know, take a small little kund, you know, you get a kit, you can do little kund, you know, and in that kit everything comes and you offer this and offer that. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, no. He's saying, they do not strictly follow the sacrificial rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedas. So what's described in the Vedas, how to do sacrifice, is not what they're showing online that you can. There were different titles, say if you want happiness, you can do this jagya or that thing, and this is how you do it. And one of them, it said, if you want to solve all your problems, and then you click it and you hear something and describes that, you know, you can, all your problems, financial, material, physical pain, this pain, whatever, all problems can be solved. Unfortunately, the person's spelling problems wasn't solved because he described there, you can, instead of solve, it said slav. I was thinking, okay, the English spelling was not solved here. Slav. So, anyway, but yes, we can't be, distracted by ourselves, we as devotees, we should not be distracted by solving our problems with other means. There are a lot of other means that we get distracted by. Sometimes with some pujas, or sometimes with astrology, or sometimes with psychology, or sometimes with so many other things they are. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, no, nothing more. There's nothing more that is acceptable or it is recommended than Sankirtan Yajna. We know that in Vrindavan, when Krishna Balaram were installed, there was an elaborate worship done, and Srila Prabhupada had asked the local brahmanas to do the worship, yeah? And as you know, he said, Srila Prabhupada apparently said that he called the local brahmins to do the installation so that the local people would accept the deities being installed. Otherwise, they would not. However, it is the chanting of the holy name was enough. The chanting of the holy name, the kirtan was going, is what installed the deities. This is what Srila Prabhupada said that. But we also see that Srila Prabhupada, from the very, very early days in 1966, when he did the first initiation and the marriage, Srila Prabhupada started the fire jagya, that ceremony. It's not that Srila Prabhupada never... No, Srila Prabhupada started the fire jagya. It's not like there were any Indians or anything there. Srila Prabhupada, that's how he did that ceremony. So he introduced the fire jagya. Although we know when Srila Prabhupada would do his fire jagyas, all the mantras were about offering respects to the whole parampara. So fire jagya is there, but what's being chanted is glorification of our parampara and the holy names. But we also know that Srila Prabhupada initiated devotees through letter. Ragatka is saying she was initiated like that. I know Sesha Prabhu was initiated like that. And many others were initiated like that. So one can see that that was not, it seems like Srila Prabhupada did the ceremony, but it seemed as if that was not necessarily required. But he did do that. So the question certainly comes in my mind that how much do we have faith in other things? It's not Srila Prabhupada had, when he did the fire jagya, maybe he was doing, because people like ceremonies. Something, ceremonies are very, very attractive, and people take it seriously sometimes when there's a ceremony. So maybe that was the mood. Maybe Pran Govinda Prabhu can tell me that. I think that when Srila Prabhupada was taking sannyas, that somebody was chanting kirtan, and then somebody said to lower it, and then Srila Prabhupada said keep on chanting louder. Was that during his sannyas initiation or something like that? Yeah, in his sannyas initiation. So you can see Srila Prabhupada just really had faith in the holy name, and that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying here, and we know the Shastras is saying there. So why is that sometimes we find ourselves leaning towards or seemingly seems like maybe we don't have some, I guess maybe it's an individual thing, but sometimes we tend to want to do other things when we're having difficulties rather than just really chant the holy name? Or is it all right to do additional things like Srila Prabhupada did do ceremonies? So this is a question that came to my mind as I was preparing for this class. Anybody would like to say something in that regard? Any thoughts? Yes, Shalagam Prabhu.
So we hear...
One second, I just want to repeat the question. Pran Govinda Prabhu is asking. I guess my thought is that we sometimes, as devotees, we tend to, or wanting to, maybe take shelter of other things, like maybe pujas or other areas that we may take shelter of. Are we actually taking shelter of it? Or are we just getting some support? Or we see Srila Prabhupada he had faith in the holy name, yet he introduced yagyas in our movement. So just want to have some understanding or discussion on that particular subject. So yes, Sharagam Prabhu.
So we've heard from the disciplic succession different things about the name. Mm-hmm. It was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so sometimes, it's are we really chanting the name, right? So there's this whole conversation, is were you initiated, with the name? Did you hear the name? Are you repeating the name? Or is it just a lip? I forget how. Let's see what the mic is. And so I think that if we really somehow have connected to the name, mm-hmm. then we will take shelter of the name. However, if somehow we haven't really understood, the qualities, then it's just our conditioning to a certain degree because we don't have the, we haven't really received and embraced, and so therefore naturally the mind is going to say, well, somehow I can relate or feel like this might help me mm-hmm. in my state mm-hmm. or in my conditioning state, mm-hmm. or my state of mind.
Thank you very much for that reflection. So what I'm hearing you saying that, I guess my question is then that we accept that, okay, this is my conditioning right now. I'm not able to really take shelter of the holy name, and I know this is the right thing for me to do. But while I'm in the shower, is it all right for me to go to other things and do that? Or maybe I shouldn't, and I should just still continue to focus and try to take shelter of the holy name.
Well, ultimately everything is Krishna, and so in that sense, I've heard and seen devotees take shelter of other modalities and feel like it's brought them closer to Krishna. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of the link, just still trying to link up. So do we go, this link leads to the next rung or the next rung of the ladder or the next rung of the ladder, and we're all picking up where we left off. So you have mm-hmm. some at 1% or 5% or whatever mm-hmm. that might be.
Okay, that's I think that's good. Somehow or other, whatever helps us. In other words, from what I understand what you're saying, that somehow or other, if we know this is our goal, and so whatever helps us to reach our goal, whatever help we can get from anywhere to reach that goal, that is fine. I mean, in one sense, if you think the gopis, we see that when in the rasa dance before, when Krishna disappeared, what they did was they took shelter of the holy name. They all started chanting. But we also know that before, they wanted Krishna as their husband. So what they did? They did Katyayani Puja. So we see that example that they did to get Krishna, they did Katyayani Puja. So I guess if you have that goal and whatever helps you, then that is fine. Okay, I can appreciate that. Any other thoughts on that? Yes, Mahatma, and then Ekadashi.
Hare Krishna. In that regard, we really have to be careful because Prabhupada doesn't recommend any other process, right? Yeah. Like, okay, you start doing Hatha Yoga and then you get to Bhakti Yoga. No, you go enter into Bhakti Yoga directly no matter what, and he uses a word that is dovetail, which means if you're cooking, if you used to be cook, I know these girls from Costa Rica that came to Mexico to learn the process of a vegetarian cooking because they had a restaurant that was not vegetarian and now they had become devotees, so now they are learning. So that's very nice, you know, dovetailing into their own service already. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that we have to be careful about saying, okay, well, if this helps you, maybe you can do it. Because I know some people that are saying, if I smoke marijuana, it helps me.
Okay.
It helps me to get to Krishna. It helps me to be in the mood.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful about that.
Okay, well, thank you, Mahatma, for bringing that point that, okay, we have to be careful. And I think we all know that those are going outside. That's going too far, far away, yes. But thank you again for reminding that what we have to do. Yes, Ekadashi Prabhu.
I think that it... it depends on the person's faith, the level of faith. And in one sense, there's nine processes of devotional service. And so Prabhupada says you can do one and become perfected by doing one. But, you know, what's the hope? What's the chance that just doing one thing, you know, better to do all or as many as possible, and then it'll increase my chances, you know. So that's one thing I wanted to say. And then as far as like doing other things outside of that, I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with both of what we heard just now, because I had the experience after my spiritual master left. It was very... I had a hard time chanting my japa. It was just like, I was very weak. And I end up taking shelter of, I took like some self-help type of course. But my goal was that I wanted to be regular again in my japa, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but then at the same time, I could see that it could have kind of taking me away, that opportunity came also, but Krishna's mercy, Gurudev's mercy, I didn't go that way, but it could have happened. Mm-hmm. So I think one has to be very careful because it is possible to just fully, I think it's important that if I'm not feeling the progress, then I should understand ultimately it's because it's my practice, it's something in my practice. And I need to go deeper into that. You know, like, am I getting up early in the morning? And then if I am doing that, am I regular at it? And, you know, like, I keep kind of fine-tuning mm-hmm. what I'm doing as a, and then I don't need to go out and do something else.
Well, one thing I can conclude from all of your discussions, input that you have given, thank you, by the way, for all those input, is that if need be, knowing where we are at and needing some help, we may go for help in different direction, in different ways, but I think it's to keep us not going way too out over there is to have some healthy boundaries, and which is given by the Association of Devotees. So if we find ourselves that we're needing some other help, it's good to be in touch with other devotees, expressing where you're at, telling what you're doing, so they are there to help you so that you don't go way out there like Bharat Maharaj did. Bharat Maharaj went out to meditate, but unfortunately he didn't have association of the devotees and he just got carried away. That was right what he was doing. He's a king and he needed to take care. Naturally his thing was to take care, but he just went way out there with the association of the deer. So at least, thank you for your input. Any other question? Yes, Bhadra Prabhu.
We know Maya is strong.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Maya is very strong. You said that right.
Our ultimate goal is to, if we go through all the Srimad Bhagavatam, ultimately is to chant Hare Krishna. All the philosophy you go through, mm-hmm. all this with Srimad. And we also know that our goal is to ultimately, hopefully by the, when I leave this body, devotees will remind me to chant Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. And we know at present even, mm-hmm. when we get up in the morning, what happens? I have to chant Hare Krishna, but so my mind brings so many other things. This needs to be done, this needs to be done, this. Hey, you do it right now. So forget about chanting. See? Mm-hmm. So this is Maya's tricks. But we know that ultimately I have to chant Hare Krishna, that's it. There is no other. And we have to don't allow the other processes helps in chanting Hare Krishna, then go ahead with it. But don't distract. That's the whole point. Because when you take other processes, there is possibility I'll be distracted.
Yeah.
To giving me, you know, immediate results. So let me go there. Yeah. It happens.
Actually, yeah, such an important point. I think we, just like in the materialists, they always advertise, they keep on advertising a product. And then finally, if you keep on hearing about the product, you find yourself, maybe looking at it, and maybe I will. And that's what advertisement does. So we as devotees, we have to advertise daily, hourly, the importance of the holy name. It's so important that this is everything. The holy name is everything. Srila Prabhupada described in one of the purport about these prayers. If you haven't read the prayers of Rupa Goswami of glorification of the holy name, one should definitely read those. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, I think in Antya Lila 471, I could be wrong. Maybe you would know. Prangavinda Prabhu. Anyway, he describes that about Rupa Goswami's these astakams, that one should chant these prayers so it will take care of all the offenses. So one of the reasons we have trouble being so attracted by the holy name is because of our offenses. And so if we chant these prayers that are composed by Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada says that our offenses will be gone. If you really think about Rupa Goswami is such an amazing acharya, and he has composed these verses. So can you imagine how Shri Krishna is so much, or let's say the holy name, must be so attracted to the prayers that are composed by Rupa Goswami. And so if we chant the prayers that are composed by Rupa Goswami, how much the holy name would be so kind upon us and take care of our offenses. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that we chant this. So please chant these prayers. I love the very last prayer of this. And I usually, you want to do everything concise, and small. The prayers are 8 stanzas. So I like to chant just the one very last part of the verses. It says, Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Svarame Rasane Rasena Sada. It says, O dear holy name. Let me just read the translation itself here, what it says here. It says, the very last one that I just, line that I read, it says, if you wish, it's talking to the holy name, if you wish, please appear constantly on my tongue along with transcendental affection for the Lord. It's such a sweet verse. It's, the whole verse, it says, O Krishna Nam, O inspiration of Narada's Venus, you're full of sweetness, which is like an ocean full of waves of nectar. If you wish, please appear constantly on my tongue along with transcendental affection for the Lord. So one can just chant, if somebody's lazy like me, can just chant, Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Svarame Rasane Rasena Sada. Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Svarame Rasane Rasena Sada. Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Svarame Rasane Rasena Sada. Jai Shri Rupa Goswami ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, the holy name ki jai, Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hari Hari Bol jai.